The Bush administration is trying to take a more active role in resolving a 6-week national strike in Venezuela, where opposition groups are trying to force President Hugo Chavez from office. The strike is causing severe damage to Venezuela's economy. U.S. officials say they're close to persuading Latin American leaders to join in the so-called Friends Group to support the Organization of American States as the OAS tries to break the impasse. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
One reason the Bush administration is getting more involved in Venezuela is the fact that the opposition strike has virtually paralyzed the oil industry there, causing disruptions in the U.S. market. Julia Zweig of the Council on Foreign Relations believes this is a major factor.
The Bush administration wants to stabilize Venezuela and get the Venezuelan oil industry back online. I would say that's a primary concern, but an equally important concern is the prospect of extreme humanitarian toll in Venezuela if the demonstrations get out of hand and become violent, and that could happen at any moment.
A senior State Department official says it was some recent violence and the need to, quote, energize the efforts by the Organization of American States that sparked the latest U.S. diplomatic push to start a friends group. Brazil's new president launched his own Friends of Venezuela initiative, but Venezuelan opposition leaders who made the rounds in Washington this week clearly want the U.S. more involved. They want early elections, though State Department spokesman Richard Boucher has been careful in his response. He urged opposition leaders to work with the OAS Secretary General.
We're looking for his efforts to result in a peaceful, constitutional, democratic, and electoral resolution of the issues. And we urge them to remain engaged in the dialogue.
The U.S. now speaks vaguely of, quote, an electoral solution. One official said Washington is trying to be discreet. The Bush administration has already made some major missteps on this issue. A few weeks ago, it released a statement that seemed to back opposition calls for early elections, despite many legal questions about an early vote in Venezuela. A former Clinton administration advisor, Richard Feinberg, says that when opponents of Chavez attempted a coup last April, former Assistant Secretary of State Otto Reich made another misstep.
In his leap to support the coup against Chavez, which of course was quickly reversed, he demonstrated that he was guilty of ideological fundamentalism as well as diplomatic ineptitude. That was definitely embarrassing, and Colin Powell was correct to remove Reich from the State Department, as he has done.
Reich is now a White House special envoy for Latin America, and the former ambassador to the OAS, Robert Noriega, has been named in his place as Assistant Secretary of State. Another Clinton-era official, Arturo Valenzuela, believes that amid the personnel shifts at state, the U.S. dropped the ball on Venezuela.
The way in which this crisis has been managed hasn't been very fortuitous, and a lot of that probably is the result of the fact that the administration has been focused elsewhere in the world, and their own Latin America team has been somewhat in disarray.
Valenzuela, now a professor at Georgetown University, calls for U.S. leadership on the issue. Feinberg of the University of California, San Diego, agrees.
Colin Powell should leave Saddam Hussein to Donald Rumsfeld for just a few days and take his prestige down to Caracas. Colin Powell needs to demonstrate that the U.S. is deeply engaged and really cares about what's happening in Venezuela and in the Western Hemisphere.
For now, Secretary Powell has been working the phones, and one U.S. official predicted that Latin American leaders who are already gathered in Ecuador for a presidential inauguration today will come together to support the OAS. The next step, the official says, would be for the OAS Secretary General to put forward a plan for a referendum or early elections, a plan that could then be a topic for negotiation between President Chavez and his opponents. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.